Welcome to the WX Nation Wire podcast from Fort Worth, Texas. Be sure to visit WXNation.com for all of your weather needs. Now here's the webmaster, Bill Young.
Welcome to WX Nation's podcast number 9 for WX Nation Wire. This is October 1st, 2005. Tropical depressions are forming right and left, it seems. We've got depression number 19 out in the eastern Atlantic, and tropical depression 20 has formed just east of the Yucatan Peninsula. This one headed for the Gulf of Mexico and either Mexico's eastern coast, or there's a slight possibility that this could go as far north as extreme South Texas by the middle of next week. One of these storms will become Stan, most likely, the other Tammy, and then we only have Vince and Wilma left before we move into the Greek alphabet, possibly Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, and so on, since we're going past, it looks like, the 21 named tropical cyclones that have been named for the Atlantic Basin in a season. Since 1953, Atlantic tropical storms have been named from lists originated by the National Hurricane Center and now maintained and updated by an international committee of the World Meteorological Organization. The lists featured only women's names until 1979, when men and women's names were alternated. Six lists are used in rotation. This year's list will be used again in 2011. Update on Hurricane Katrina. At least 140,000 South Louisiana homes and businesses are uninhabitable because of floods and winds from Hurricane Katrina, the state's top environmental official said Thursday. A month after Hurricane Katrina devastated Louisiana, Mississippi, and parts of Alabama, total donations have surged past $1.3 billion. Volunteers continue to rescue animals stranded by hurricanes. And Mardi Gras organizers are sure they can get floats rolling for next year's celebration in New Orleans, but they wonder if the city will be ready. NOLA.com joins a list of New Orleans webcams that are back online. There are now about a dozen cams back online in New Orleans since Katrina hit. A good handful of them are streaming. You can find that list at WXNation.com/New Orleans. Also, live streaming video is still available at times from WWL-TV4 and WDSU-TV6, and those links are still at WXNation.com/blog. Updates on Rita. Hurricane Rita made landfall on Saturday, September 24th at 2:38 a.m. Central Time, just east of the Texas-Louisiana border as a Category 3 with 120 mile-per-hour maximum sustained winds. The death toll in Texas has risen to about 100 in early counts. Despite criticism of the federal government's reaction to Hurricane Katrina's disaster, officials in charge of federal aid to Texas stricken by Hurricane Rita said Friday that operations so far have gone smoothly. As thousands of evacuees sought refuge from the storms that batter the Gulf Coast, a couple in Pennsylvania has opened their home in an unprecedented way. They've invited all of the members of their extended family to come stay with them, and that's a total of 50 people. If you still would like to help in the recovery and in donating money to both of these hurricanes, you can contact the American Red Cross at 1-800-HELP-NOW. You can also donate online at SalvationArmyUSA.org or CatholicCharitiesUSA.org. I have those links also at WX Nation, across the WXNation.com site and at WXNation.com/blog. Some news for the site. I've added fall foliage webcams, updated it a little bit for this year. Fall foliage just starting to kick in on the extreme northern fringes of the country. This is the first of two new webcam pages, actually, that one being WXNation.com/fall foliage. The other new page that was just created was for London. It's the first city page outside of the U.S. and Canada for WX Nation. And the London, England page went live last week. And now, weird news. An Idaho weatherman who claims that Hurricane Katrina was caused by the Japanese mafia has quit. After 10 years at KPVI-TV, weatherman Scott Stevens' last day on the air was Sunday. Stevens thinks that Katrina was caused by the mob using a Russian-made electromagnetic generator to control the weather. The station said it didn't fire Stevens, but he quit because he wants to devote more time to this theory. His site has been listed on Coast to Coast AM. He's been a guest of Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie for quite some time now, and I've linked to him in the past. He's had some other interesting theories going a ways back. Other weather news. Reached 104 degrees here in Dallas-Fort Worth a couple days ago. And then we saw a big cool down to the 70s, and now we're back up in the 80s and about to hit 90 again. But boy, it was hot. On Tuesday, it was 108 degrees in Waco and 100 degrees in Houston. That's the actual temperatures, actual highs. And then the next day that followed, we saw 106 in Austin, 104 in San Antonio, and then 104 here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Last Monday night's lightning storm may go down as one of the worst in Northern California history. It lit up the sky for hours in the Sacramento area, knocked out TV station KOVR with a hit on their main transmission tower. At the height of the storm, there were reports of 500 lightning strikes recorded in a one-hour period. Lightning struck two airplanes within an hour on September 23rd. The planes were able to return safely to Honolulu International Airport. Hurricanes are barreling across the Atlantic Ocean with greater frequency, and this trend is expected to continue for the next decade, but some meteorologists worry that federal spending on storm research is not keeping up. A Hawaii flood watch is in effect from the remnants of tropical storm, actually one-time Hurricane Kenneth. And finally, in space news, Swedish researchers plan to measure how astronauts on the International Space Station are affected by inhaling increased levels of dust in a gravity-free environment. This is a project that may help asthma patients here on Earth. And the U.S. Senate has approved a bill that would require NASA to complete the International Space Station. The approval came just a day after NASA's chief criticized the ISS and the space shuttle. And finally, some wildfire news. A fire now has broken out in Burbank. More than 500 firefighters Saturday morning battled this blaze that remained out of control. Officials hope to have it contained by Sunday night. The first major fire in this series to break out in the Los Angeles area was about 40% contained by Saturday morning. And all that information can be found, including periodic live streaming, which was readily available a day or two ago from the major networks over in Los Angeles, the local channels. All of these links are available at WX Nation's Wire, which is at wxnation.com/blog. And you can also see the latest weather and webcams at wxnation.com. I will leave you with the opening and closing music, both being from Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.com, and I will see you later.